Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Chibok girl kidnapped in Nigeria by Islamic militant group Boko Haram has been found alive, according to a community leader. She is one of the 219 girls abducted more than 2 years ago. Reporter Chris Stein is following the story and shared with VOA the young girl's condition.
I understand she's healthy, but I've heard that with a baby that she'd given birth to while she was in captivity, as well as a husband who was a former, a fellow captive who she had met while she was wherever she was.
Boko Haram grabbed the schoolgirls from their dormitory in the northeastern Nigerian town of Chibok and herded them away into the night. The Sri Lankan Red Cross has said that at least 220 families have been reported missing and are feared buried under a mudslide following torrential rains and flooding. The extent of the tragedy is still unclear. In a statement released online, the Sri Lankan Red Cross said that two rescue teams were dispatched early Wednesday alongside government authorities and had rescued 180 people despite power outages in several villages. The Red Cross also says that at least 17 bodies have been recovered. Rodrigo Duterte, the newly elected Philippine president, met with reporters in his hometown of Davao, where he served as mayor for more than 20 years. Duterte, who takes office on June 30th, talked about what he would do as president. He suggested even that his own behavior may change. He promised a return of the death penalty, allowing police to shoot those involved with organized crime, a ban on smoking and drinking in public places, and punishing parents who allow their children out after 10 p.m. He also said that the government would crack down on speeding and drunk driving. This is VOA.